Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point. So he's not going to play this week, I can tell you that. And we're going to have to see going forward when they know what they need to know.
Oh, man. I don't like the sounds of that. Not getting the answers that I want. I mean, we're getting answers, just not what I want to hear, Ed Norris.
No.
Namdi Madibike.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not good news. Nothing that you want to hear.
If it was good news, right, they would have already told you.
Yes. True. I don't even know what to think, because the injuries start piling up and they haven't, God, I hate to say it. They're scoring, you know, a million points a game, but they still don't look good because the defense is so bad that they're like the Bengals. Like, the Bengals have scored 38 points and still lose because the defense was horrific. And now we can't. I can't imagine where that team. I can't.
It's, Jeremy? Yeah, I mean, look, the way that it sounds and from some of the people I've heard from about it, like, I'm wondering if we see him again. You know, this isn't anything to play with. I mean, we've talked about it. It's a neck injury. Your defensive coordinator's career was shortened because of a neck injury. And we've seen this happen with other players. So nobody knows the severity. Like, this is all our speculation, trying to read into what Harbaugh's saying and what other people have said. But yeah, I don't think it looks good on that front. And now there have been people pushing to call the Giants and trade for Dexter Lawrence. And it's, you know, look, I think that's visions of grandeur. But anyway, maybe you see them. I think the more likely move, as someone pointed out, is that maybe they go kick the tires on Calais Campbell again and get him to try to get another run for a possible Super Bowl. But you got to figure more things out before even thinking about that.
I ain't no doubt about that. There's no doubt at all. You've got to. There's no one. I'm not saying someone has to step up to be him, because he's special. But I don't know if there's anyone on your roster right now, Ed, that can do what he does, even a lighter version of it.
Yeah, I don't know either. And, you know, there's some guys that I was looking for to really make a bigger impact this year and really shore up the defensive line. It just looked terrible. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not used to seeing them. Even when the pass defense last season, the pass defense was bad first half of the year. I don't think the run defense was that bad, if I remember. The pass defense looked terrible. You know, confused, receivers wide open. We still have that. But now you've got a team that can't stop the run. And I don't remember a Ravens team that couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, I'm sure there's one or two in the history, but boy, that's something that's been their hallmark, is that you can't run on this team. And I was just expecting more things from Travis Jones, and now Bennett Madibike, of course, is the anchor, but he's hurt. Peebles is someone I like, you know, and there's Peebles.
Didn't Peebles get injured Monday?
He's not listed as, but
okay,
he may have. But it's just, they haven't looked good, period. I don't know how else to say it.
And Jeremy, in reference to Campbell, I mean, what are you willing to give up for a 39-year-old defensive lineman?
You don't give up much. But it's, again, you're bringing in something that maybe another team wouldn't need at that point in time, or trying to find depth. And, you know, it does become one of these points, too, where
Cardinals going to ask for something. They're contending.
But again, I don't know. That's what people are. They're pointing out the fact of the type of player you would get. Arizona's in it right now. So it's not like they're going to all of a sudden just start shipping pieces away. But you got to figure something out. And you know, the trade deadline comes up relatively quick and it goes away. And then your team is what it is. You're picking up veteran free agents if injuries happen or pulling up guys from the practice squad.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. David in Baltimore has a question about the line, but the O-line. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I got a quick question. The offensive line, this is the same line, minus one guy that Henry almost rushed for 2,000 yards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the way to fix this is just have patience. I think they're going to be okay. I think this can be fixed for the offensive line and Lamar getting protection that he needs. So just have patience. Last year we started off 0-2, and look what we did. So even if we start off next lose Sunday and go 1-3, I still think the Ravens can run, get on a good run.
Let me throw this at you, David. And this is how the NFL changes. This is the same offensive line that Derrick Henry almost ran for almost 2,000 yards for. But you know what other teams did between last year and this year? They watched film. They made adjustments. That's what they did. Just because you were successful at doing something one year doesn't mean you can come back the next year and do the same thing. We saw Lamar evolve over his career. He's not the same quarterback that he was last year, nor the year before, nor the year before. So we don't know whether this offensive line, from a coaching standpoint, has made the necessary adjustments, because other teams aren't just going to sit back and let you do exactly what you did to them last year.
So what I'm saying is they stock in their box with 89 people. So why Lamar just can't hit the outside receiver when they do that?
That's a good. Well, what if there's not that's not in the game plan? I can't just throw it out there. You know, I mean, that's my point. That's why we're asking questions about the coaching. That doesn't fly with me. This is the same offensive line that was successful last year. Okay. So now NFL teams have adjusted. So now what do we do? That doesn't fly with me. You know what I mean? Just because you were successful one year doesn't mean you're going to be successful the next.
No.
Unless you keep making adjustments. You got to keep evolving and adding on.
It is kind of shocking, though. It's pretty much the same roster.
Ricard.
Well, yeah, Ricard's a huge loss, but Henry didn't have Ricard, you know, game one. So I agree, he's a huge loss.
And that's the thing, though. Hey, think about that. They were successful game one and then no more. Why? Mm-hmm. Because somebody watched film. Somebody made some adjustments to the offensive line or on the offensive line. And so now what are the Ravens going to do?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.